Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Sources telling us that Lindsey Halligan, President Trump's handpicked U.S. attorney in Virginia, will seek a grand jury indictment against former FBI Director James Comey in a matter of days.
This stems from allegations that he allegedly lied to Congress in testimony he gave in 2020. It's unclear exactly what allegations are centered around, what specifically he lied about, whether it was disseminating information to the media or leaking to the media is one theory about this.
ABC's Catherine Falders in Washington. ICE detention facilities nationwide on high alert after a shooter opened fire from a Dallas rooftop on a van filled with detainees, killing one, wounding two more. The 29-year-old suspect dead from what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Pending the resolution of a lawsuit, federal judge refusing to reinstate eight former inspectors general who filed suit even though she ruled that the Trump administration was likely in the wrong for removing them. This is ABC News. A New York judge is warning two high-ranking Justice Department officials that they could face sanctions for reposting comments President Trump made about Luigi Mangione. He's accused of murdering the UnitedHealthcare CEO, has pleaded not guilty. Special election in Arizona last night will have a big impact on a push for the release of the full Epstein files.
The election of Arizona Democrat Adelita Grijalva to the seat held by her late father Raul was expected. When she's sworn in, Congresswoman Grijalva is due to become the critical 218th member of the House to sign on to a petition that would force a vote on a measure requiring the release of the Epstein files. If that bill were to pass the House, it would go to the Senate and then have to be signed by President Trump in order to become law. GOP leadership opposes the bill, saying it's unnecessary and risks the privacy of not only Epstein's victims, but also his associates who've never been charged with a crime. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Quarterback Drew Brees and receiver Larry Fitzgerald have been nominated for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class in their first year of eligibility. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held on to beat the Padres 3-1 in San Diego with some good defense. Jackson Chourio playing left field, robbing the Padres of what would have been a three-run homer. So with the victory, the Brewers have 96 wins for the season. That ties the franchise record set in 2011 and in 2018. The magic number is now 1 to give them the most wins in the National League ahead of the Phillies and could be home field advantage in the playoffs. NFL, the Packers had 5 false start penalties in their loss to the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things, whether it's just, like you said, we got a lot of motions, different things where you got to go on longer snap counts. Sometimes it's the D-line, you know, making, you know, move calls, stunt calls, things like that, where the O-line might, you know, get triggered by that loud noise. So there's a lot of different things, but it's an area where, you know, the whole offense, we just got to do a good job locking in the snap count and just focusing on that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, "I do tonight," and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slapback at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts. But for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s to 80, and again around 80 on Friday. The dry and mild weather is expected to continue through the weekend into early next week. Currently at 62 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, protecting Americans' access to the ACA, also free speech, why it's important. Congressman Mark Pocan joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Kadagi doll. My friends and relatives. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives. welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Hey, right off the bat here, Wendy, and I have my co-host, Wendy Pilot, here. The trusty Wendy Pilot, good to see you as always. We have a report from our friend, State Representative Heather Keeler. Why don't we start off the show with that right away?
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for that. Want to check in today with just a couple of updates. Sorry, I'm not able to be live. A lot of things have been going on. One of the things that's happening right now in Minnesota in the legislature is our capital investment team traveled around the state to look at all the bonding requests. Infrastructure and bonding investments are something that every community needs. Every community has to be invested into at some level, whether it's water quality, whether it's fire stations or different impacts within communities. And so I'm really excited. Our bonding committee is actually out on my side of the state, as many of you know. I represent District 4A, which is in Moorhead. We're a border city out here, but we provide a lot of the last line services in Minnesota before you get over to North Dakota and extend even further on. And so it's really important that we have border-to-border infrastructure that is strong. We're doing a lot of work out here around flood mitigation and making sure that our water quality is really safe for all of us. And when I say all of us, you know, Robert, it's not just the human relatives that we think about when it comes to our environment. It's our fish, it's our bird, it's the water as a whole. And so really diving into that right now and excited because next week for the first time, I actually get to go out to Washington, D.C. to meet with U.S. senators on the state's behalf when it comes to protecting our waters. Many of you listeners probably utilize some sort of water in Minnesota, whether it's recreationally. I know my partner was just up ricing with her family. We're in rice season right now, and that's a really critical time for economics, but also for food. But also, you know, we all drink water. Water is life. That's the reality of it. If you're a farmer, you know, you use water to grow your crops, to feed people. In general, it's really, really important. I've been a water protector really my whole life. I was a water protector before I was born because my grandma's job was to protect the waters. And so really excited to head out to Washington, D.C. on Minnesota's behalf to really try to be a voice for protecting. Right now we're going up to protect the boundary waters because there's a lot of mining issues, and we know where we are in the federal lineup. You know, protecting our environment is not top of mind. And here in Minnesota, we really want to try to do our very, very best. And so excited to head out to D.C. next week with an Indigenous perspective of why water is important. If anybody, you know, wants to share any meaningful scientific, you know, input on why it's important to protect the boundary waters, you know, please share those with us. It's our job as state representative to represent the voice of Minnesota. And so you can look me up, you know, Representative Heather Keeler. That will take you to our landing page. Every elected official has the same landing page, and it has our contact information on there. You know, heading out next week, so it's a quick turnaround time. But again, if protecting the boundary waters is something that's really important for you, share those messages with me so I can take that message with us as we head out to Washington, D.C. And so that's really exciting. It's new for me. I say often, you know, I think I've shared here with you and our listeners that I got into politics because I was trying to stop Line 3. You know, I accidentally got into politics because I just kept marching and I just kept yelling at the people to do something. And then I realized maybe the people who need to do something have to have some of us at that table. And so it's just kind of cool that my very first efforts into why I got into state politics was to protect water, and now have kind of been called to go to a national level to try to be a voice for that. And I really, really want to do our diligence to carry the voice of Minnesota. So wanted to share that exciting information. I know, Robert, you created this whole station to speak our truth out a standing rock and making sure that our voice is heard, our story is heard, our understanding is heard. It was really cool this morning. I go in and I do guest lectures in colleges a lot because I think in politics, people assume your only job is to just go vote and then send us off, you know, those people to go do the job at politics and then come back in a couple of years and just kind of yell at us about the things we didn't do right. And the truth is that it's called public policy because we have to all engage in it together. And, I just think it's really important that we teach, you know, our next generation, but also all of our listeners, how critical it is that you join us in this space, written testimony, verbal testimony, recorded testimony to the things that really matter to you are needed. They're needed now more than ever. I know, you know, when November comes around or when any time of a special election comes around, we often say like this vote is the most critical vote of your lifetime. And, you know, like, I hate to say it again, but I think that's true. But it's more than just your vote, right? It's your engagement is more needed than ever before. And I know we're tired. Like, I ask a lot of my friends, come to this event. There's a lot of fundraising events going on right now because the truth is, you know, as elected officials, for us to be in this space to serve on your behalf, there's a huge security risk right now. And I think we all know why. And so recently we've been able to adjust our campaign finance rules to allow us to spend money on our personal safety and security. And so there's a lot of fundraisers that are happening. And if you want people like us to continue to serve in these seats, again, it's our public responsibility to help us do that. And some of that is investing in our campaigns and our reelection processes. And so leaning into those fundraisers, I know nobody wants to dish out money right now. That's not something some of us have a lot of, but the truth is we have to invest in the future that we really want. And so it's more than just getting to the polls. It's actually investing with your time and your money and your passion in different areas. There's many tables that politics covers, and it's important that we sit at all of them. And so this is also, you know, it's one thing to engage with us as written testimony, verbal testimony, in-person testimony. It's important that you gauge in this, in the campaign side. But also now is the time to really start thinking big and courageously. Like I said, I'm going to DC to do something I marched about just 8 years ago. And I would like everybody just to sit in your own passion point and figure out, you know, we're all going to have to find some courage to step up right now. And we're all going to have to beat the tired feeling. And we maybe need to stay up a little later and have those difficult conversations and do a little research because, you know, tools that were at our disposal are maybe not there as much anymore. But it's really going to take us all to get us back together. And so as I prepare for this DC trip, it's just been really empowering for me to give the reminder back to the community that it's time for us to engage, whether that means politically on the campaign side, or just personally and passionately in your community and whatever that means. And really honestly think about running for something. We need people in the seats that understand the real life impacts of what's happening. And I can tell you firsthand, it's a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice to serve the community. But I serve because I want to be able to look my kids straight in their eyes and say, I did everything I could to make this world a better place for them and their kids. And so join me in the big thinking on what you can do to be, courageous and creative and get in this fight with us in some capacity. That includes you, Robert. I know, you're changing your roles a little bit in what you've been able to do to serve, but and we all have to think big and we all have to think boldly and beautifully to protect not only ourselves, but our neighbors. So thanks all. Take care of each other. Drink water. Sending it back to you, Robert.
Hey, thank you. That was State Representative Heather Keeler. We're going to be right back, Wendy, after a short break.
Stay with us.
The Minneapolis Police Department is hiring, and we're looking for people ready to lead, serve, and reflect the communities we protect.
Whether you're a new graduate, changing careers, or already in law enforcement, there's a path for you to join our department.
With top-tier pay, full benefits, paid training, and a direct path to making a difference, this is more than a job. This is your chance to shape the future of Minneapolis Police.
Choose service. Choose leadership. Choose Minneapolis. Visit our city website to learn more.
After 20 years of service, the Metro Blue Line is ready for essential improvements. A multi-year transformation is on the way, bringing a better, smoother Blue Line experience. Renew the Blue will preserve and protect a critical piece of our infrastructure investment, helping it remain a safe, reliable, and affordable transit option for many years to come. Learn more about Renew the Blue at metrotransit.org/renew-the-blue. Metro Transit, Renew the Blue.
Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate local foods every Thursday from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market is a project of NACD. Every Thursday now through October, discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by visiting NACD.org.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and I want to be your next United States Senator, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Hey, Wendy, how's it going?
It's going great. This portion of the show, we would like to bring awareness to our Minnesota and Wisconsin wolf population. Say no to the hunts.
Hey, before we get our guest on, we got Gina Peltier in waiting in, patiently in the bullpen. We had a chance to watch Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Yeah, and we did.
I think he had a home run.
I think he hit a home run. Listen, you know what? He showed a lot of compassion, empathy. He was right on the money. And he didn't stop doing what he normally does, you know. And I think he got the biggest ratings he ever had. It was like, I can't remember if somebody just told me. I was on the phone when I pulled in the driveway with my girlfriend, Debbie, from New York. And Debbie's a big Kimmel fan, you know. So she was just like, I think he did so great. You know, he really... You know, it was awesome. So, you know what?
Well, what are you going
to
do?
We have to keep the First Amendment. And this is not, going to go away.
Right. And what are you going to do when they push back? We fight back.
That's
and
right.
We did with our pocketbook.
That's right.
People getting rid of Disney Plus yep. and Hulu and
we have
ESPN.
A lot of power. We don't realize it, but we really do. Our money, you know, we'll put our money where their mouth is, you know.
Exactly.
Get it done.
Thanks for that. And it was great from hearing from State Representative Heather Keeler. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate her good words. And now we're going to bring Gina Peltier on. And Gina, welcome back to Native Roots Radio. Good to see you as always. And it looks like you're muted here. There you go. Perfect.
Great. Y'all, it's so great to see you and it's so great to be back. And I want to give you guys a huge shout out for giving us this space and this platform for the truth to behold. And I'm just, I'm a big fan of Representative Keeler. So I'm just so grateful that she was on, you know, saying those wise words. A lot of the work that I've been doing lately has been within the Minnesota State Legislature on not just advancing the protections of Manuman Piscine Wild Rice, but also as, you know, the tribal advisor for the Rise and Repair Alliance. And so when Representative Keeler was saying, you know, we really need to get more involved, that is some of the messaging, you know, that the Rise and Repair Alliance has, is that we all have an obligation to be involved in our politics, in what's going on in the state, local policies and stuff like that. These rooms were built for us. And one of the things that we do at the Rise and Repair Alliance is we do hold, you know, rallies at the Capitol and where we invite community members to come in. But not only do we do that, we educate everyone, you know, on the policies that are happening, you know, that are going through Minnesota, you know, specifically, you know, focused on Indigenous sovereignty and climate justice. But not only do we give them the information that is needed, we also help them and guide them through the process of even meeting with their legislators. It's so surprising to me that we've gotten so many people who have attended our rallies who have said they didn't even know that they could meet with their representatives, that they were even allowed into the Capitol, you know, and that's our building. And so not only do we give them the information, we help set up those meetings and, you know, we help, you know, guide them along a little bit. And one of my favorite things is, you know, when we have our youth that come up to me and they're like, one, thank you so much, but two, like, I could run for office and do a way better job than them. And it's just like, you know, you'd be surprised yeah. at how much more you know than them. But our politicians, they are really busy. They can't really know it all. So they do need our help. They do need us making those phone calls and sending the information and meeting with them and letting them know we have our support.
That is so awesome. And Wendy and I know what you're talking about because Wendy is up there with animal issues all the time. And it is our house and we might have to help like Wendy does and you are doing, Gina, is to help our friends maneuver their way around that building.
Yeah. And it's, you know, let me talk about our fight to make state protections for Manuman Wild Rice bigger. You know, we built this beautiful piece of legislation that had so many parts to it. And we've had, you know, the basic normal pushback. You know, some of people were afraid of us to pursue it because they were afraid, you know, that we were going to face a lot of racism, which we have, but we had to reassure them that that's something we face on a daily basis. And we're ready to squash that and to, you know, move this forward in a good way where we can hopefully teach others that we have to live in respectful ways towards each other, you know. So when we did make the big decision to push it, I want to give a huge shout out to Senator Mary Kunish because she jumped on board and has been working side by side with this the whole way. And so what we did is we really got community involvement. We sent out the information. We consulted with all the tribes and we got all of their support and input. You know, they were working hand with us on this also. And so when it came to time to, you know, getting, you know, a committee hearing, And to get on the agenda, you know, they were saying, oh, it's probably not going to happen. So what we did is we just let our communities know, you know, we need you to make those phone calls. We need you to send those emails and we need you to show up. And they did. And so with our community's help, with everyone showing up, we were able to get on the agenda. But since we had so many people respond, they were like, you can only have three people testify. And so we had to, you know, figure out who those three people were going to be. You know, Manoman, protecting wild rice is such an important thing amongst all the other things we're trying to protect. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people who have so much good information. And so we asked our community, show up to the hearing. And what did they do? They packed that room. And it was so beautiful. Not only did we pack the room, we had our aunties show up with wild rice food to feed not just the legislators, but everyone else.
That's
great. And with everyone showing up, they then opened the floor and allowed anyone to testify to testify. It was quite an interesting conversation with Senator Hochschild. He is a Democrat, but he was the only Democrat who was resisting this beautiful piece of legislation to protect Manuman. And then, of course, the majority of the Republicans were pushing back on us. But, you know, I have to give it to our community who showed up, because the way they responded, it was with so much kindness that I really feel that there was a connection made. And so, unfortunately, our bill didn't have any funding on it, and it turned out that they were only passing bills that had funding on it. And so we are pursuing it again next session. And so we've been busy reconsulting with the tribes and informing everyone and encouraging people to go to wild rice camps, which there were many held this past month, and it was absolutely beautiful. And so I hope anyone who is able to go to a rice camp next year, please do so. It was so beautiful.
Gina, let's talk about the issues. We got a couple minutes for this segment, but let's talk about the issues that the tribes and Native Americans are up against here and why this bill is so important.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we do have our land back legislation pieces, you know, return Upper Red Lake. And then, you know, any and all of our MMIWR legislation is super important. Indigenous women are 13 times more likely to end up missing and murdered than anybody else in the United States. And that's because of the rhetoric that the United States government puts on us, that we're drunks, drug addicts, and we only depend on the system. And we all know this isn't true. And so even the legislation that has been passed is monumental. And then that too, you know, we all know Indigenous nations thrive since time immemorial on this land. You know, we cultivated gardens and farmed the land without taking any nutrients out of the soil or using any pesticides. And large civilizations thrived, you know, and since, you know, the colonizers, the settlers came over due to, you know, the industrial farming and the Western practices, we have 50% less nutrients in our topsoil and our food. You know, the United States government was founded on genocide and slavery, and the system is working exactly as it was designed. So very few people can make ridiculous amounts of the suffering and oppression of the rest of us. You know, and it's not just Indigenous people who suffer under this. The Black, Brown, White people also suffer under this as well. Right now, nearly half of full-time workers can't even afford a one-bedroom apartment. And you can Google this, and Google will straight up tell you, yeah, this is true. Here are the studies. You know, we have six men who own more wealth than 3.4 billion people, and that's nearly half of the population. And so, you know, with our rights of Manuman, we really are hoping to not just show people that we need to have a respectable relationship with Manuman, but it's with everything. You know, it's not just about ending the capitalism, the colonialism, the white supremacy. It's actually about, you know, ending the human supremacy. And so
you're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Sources telling us that Lindsay Halligan, President Trump's handpicked U.S. attorney in Virginia, will seek a grand jury indictment against former FBI Director James Comey in a matter of days.
This stems from allegations that he allegedly lied to Congress in testimony he gave in 2020. It's unclear exactly what allegations are centered around, what specifically he lied about, whether it was disseminating information to the media or leaking to the media is one theory about this.
ABC's Catherine Falders in Washington. ICE detention facilities nationwide on high alert after a shooter opened fire from a Dallas rooftop on a van filled with detainees, killing one, wounding two more. The 29-year-old suspect dead from what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Pending the resolution of a lawsuit, federal judge refusing to reinstate eight former inspectors general who filed suit even though she ruled that the Trump administration was likely in the wrong for removing them. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held on to beat the Padres 3-1 in San Diego with some good defense. Jackson Chourio playing left field, robbing the Padres of what would have been a three-run homer. So with the victory, the Brewers have 96 wins for the season. That ties the franchise record set in 2011 and in 2018. The magic number is now 1 to give them the most wins in the National League ahead of the Phillies and could be home field advantage in the playoffs. NFL, the Packers had 5 false start penalties in their loss to the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things, whether it's just, like you said, we got a lot of motions, different things where you got to go on longer snap counts. Sometimes it's the D-line, you know, making, you know, move calls, stunt calls, things like that, where the O-line might, you know, get triggered by that loud noise. So there's a lot of different things, but it's an area where, you know, the whole offense, we just got to do a good job locking into the snap count and just focusing on that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kraitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be some new characters in the second installment of the Wicked feature film franchise. The Wicked 2, more specifically, Wicked for Good trailer, just dropped, and it features Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and Tin Man. Universal says this is the final trailer before the film's release November 21st of this year. Wicked for Good is a follow-up to 2024's Oscar-nominated Wicked. If you're looking for a new sports documentary, you're in luck. Clemente is the story of one of the best baseball players ever whose career and life ended way too soon. It is now available for streaming on the History Channel and explores baseball great Roberto Clemente's life on and off the field from his early struggles to becoming one of the best players in the game, as well as one of the most beloved. Clemente died in a plane crash in 1972 while delivering aid to Nicaragua. The film is executive produced by basketball great LeBron James and film directing great Richard Linklater. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s to 80, and again around 80 on Friday. The dry and mild weather is expected to continue through the weekend into early next week. It's 60 right now.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kraitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kraitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy champ Ben Chan into the studio. He'll make the popcorn pick of the week. And Norm Kopesky from Appleton Cigar drops by to talk about his beard contest.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I'm Lucy Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and I want to be your next United States Senator, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Wendy and I are here with Gina Peltier, and we're talking about the great work that you've been doing for many years, and it's just fun. Wendy and I were talking during the break just how great you're doing, and you did at a short time work with us here on Native Roots Radio. I always want to bring that up too, so it's great to have you on, and let's talk more about the work you're doing.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. You know, and this work is really worth it. Like I said before, just having our youth come up to us and be so inspired. And then I think the most nervous I ever get talking to people is front of elders. you know, so nervous, you know, because they're so wise and they are pretty critical. But in my experience, it's been pretty good. So, you know, if our elders are saying keep up the good work, you're going to keep up the good work. Yeah. And I want to give a shout out to everyone doing this work. It's hard. It's tough. So I think the main thing I have to keep reminding myself is to take care of myself. Like, it's okay to turn my phone off for a day, and just kind of escape a little bit. Cause there's so much going on all over the world, all over the world. You know, and so there's only so much one person can do. And I always encourage you, you know, even if you are a keyboard warrior or it, you know, if you're a mama at home, you know, those are huge things towards our work, you know, raise those babies. And, you know, I can't always be on the computer doing stuff. And so it's always like, yes, you know, if people are writing and doing, you know, op-eds and stuff like that, please, you know, you are a warrior, you're a water protector, you know, you're doing the work. Even if you're talking to like the clerk at the gas station, you know, like I always tell people, you know, I even talk to the people who change my oil about this, you know, and I always start with some common ground. Like, I really know that you deserve to make more money, you know, and then I go into those statistics and then I start talking about oil, you know, and our time at line three and stuff like that. And I've always gotten good responses, just having conversations with people. You know, one of the things that I'm also busy with is I am the chairboard of Mukwa. It is an Indigenous woman-led organization that's focused on uplifting Indigenous sovereignty and Indigenous leaders. And so with Mukwa, we are located in Minnesota. We've only been running for a year and a half, but we've been able to help out all over the nation. One of our co-executive directors is my brother, Joey Peltier, and he's doing phenomenal work. Like, he's the backbone of the org. Our other co-executive director is Charlotte Loonsfoot, and she's an Anishinaabe with the Kiuniwa Bay, over in Michigan. And they're fighting mining over there, you know? And so, I'm so grateful that, you know, we're able to not just help those here in Minnesota, but also in Michigan. And then we have one of our board members, you know, is also Tuscarora from North Carolina. And they're fighting, you know, MVP down there. And then they're also, you know, trying to reclaim their land. And they had an incident happen recently where they were praying at a burial ground and they were attacked by off-duty police.
So
they're calling for court support here. September 29th. And so, you know, with all these things happening all around, I think it's really beautiful that we're able to, you know, make that connection with each other so we can really understand that this is happening to everyone, you know, and it's not, you know, it's not because of the community members, it's because of the people at power, you know, the orange men and everyone else who's doing everything. And so, you know, really making those connections. Like, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I don't care if you're an independent or non-voter. I don't care if you're left-wing or right-wing. We are all here. We're all drinking the same water. Another thing that I'm really proud that Mukwa has done is our Roots Mutual Aid. Just a few weeks ago, we were able to go to Kenosha, Wisconsin, and help with the Blake Family Block Party. You know, and I don't know if y'all remember, but back when our brother George Floyd was shot, We also had another brother who was shot in Kenosha, Wisconsin, by a police officer. And then when everyone came out to rally, you know, right. then we had Kyle Rittenhouse come out and start shooting people. I just want to mention this block party because this community has suffered like so many other communities. But what they did is they turned around and made it into something beautiful. And so now with their yearly block parties, the whole community comes together. We even have Chairman Hampton, Fred Hampton Jr. from the Black Panthers who comes up and visits. And it's cool. healing for me to mm-hmm. even go to this block party. The community, there's free food, free clothes, giveaways, bouncy houses for the communities, and everyone's laughing and having fun. And that's, you know, the mutual aid and support that I love. And I really hope we can bring to all the communities around so we can really, you know, try and start finding that healing that we all need and that commonality, you know, we're all in this together.
Definitely. Gina, so how can people support your work and keep a track of all the good things you're doing? And where is there a landing page or a Facebook page or Instagram?
Yeah. So I think my brother, co-executive director of Mukwa, put the link to Mukwa's website in the chat, but it is mukwaminkana.org, and that's MUKWAMIIKANA.org. And Mukwa Minkana means bear path. You can also please check out riseandrepair.org. That's our Rise and Repair Alliance. You know, we have a diverse alliance of orgs and individuals who are pursuing state protections in Minnesota legislature for multiple things. You know, it's not just the land back. It's not just MMIW and Manuman. We have so many things on our platform last session, and we're adding even more to our platform next session. You know, so anything from like the 100% electronic waste and collection bill, to the landowner choice bill, you know, distribute solar and virtual power plants. You know, that orange man really attacked our solar. And so that's something that we really need to keep focus on. And then our sulfate standard, they're really attacking our sulfate standard, you know. And so that's another thing we just recently had a sign-on letter go on out about here in Minnesota. And so, yes, muckwomenkana.org and then riseandrepair.org. And then you can say, find us the same way on our socials. Rise and Repair doesn't have any socials, but whatever they do have going on, Mukwa does post on their socials. So there's a lot going on, but I just want to remind everyone, you know, keep active, but take care of yourselves.
I gotta just say, we're here, so proud of you, still in the fight. I know it can be hard, and it's great to hear that you're protecting your soul by turning off your phone and getting away from the news. That is so good. And you and your brother are doing such great work, and you're still at it. And Wendy, I think that's just great.
I think it is too. And there is a real thing, and it is called compassion fatigue. So you do need to step away sometimes, and you need to turn off your phone and take care of yourself, because compassion fatigue is a very real thing, and it could affect you negatively. So, and then you can't really do the work that you really want to do because mm-hmm. you're depressed.
Yeah. Well, and it's so great to see her and her brother after all these years mm-hmm. still at it, you know. And this is our 9th year, Gina, being on the radio. And we started this, if you remember, because of Standing Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, thank you too so much. Yes, for getting the truth out there and giving us a platform for our voices to be heard. And I just want to remind everyone out there too, who is doing the work, you know, like you could save the whole world and you're still going to have someone mad at you. So, you know, as long as you have your community and your support and you're doing the right thing, just remember, like, focus on the people who love you. You know, you're always going to have haters. So it's just like,
yes.
Gina, can I make a t-shirt out of that? That's
when you passionate about something and you work hard for something, there's always, like she said, you know, there's always going to be the haters. So
even if you, how did you say that? Even if you save the world, you're still going to have haters.
You could save the whole world and you're still going to have someone mad at you. Yeah. You right. Or they didn't want the world to be saved. Like, right. Sorry. We're going to try and save the world.
Well, Gina, I really appreciate coming on. And any last moments before we let you, or any last comments before we let you go? It's really, I really appreciate you coming on and speaking your truth as always.
Yeah, I just want to send love to our warriors who are out there. You know, we had quite a few out at in New York for Climate Week, and some of them did take an arrest. And so praying for them and yeah. Everyone else. Take your rest and drink your water.
Wow. Thank you so much. And then one more time on the spell out the website so our radio listeners can hear it.
Yes. So it's Mukwa Minkana. It's MUKWAMIIKANA.org. And then riseandrepair.org.
Wow. Thank you so much, Gina. Great to see you. Say hello to Joey for us and everybody up north. We really, really appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much. Take it easy.
All right. Yeah. See you later. Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. She does really such great work, and everybody needs water. And if we don't take care of the water, then they're not going to be able to grow the rice. And it's just, right. just horrible. Just,
right.
And well, like and Heather Keeler said too, it's not just humans. It's the animals, it's the birds, it's the animals, the deer and the, you know, whatever, who drink the water. We need to keep water.
Perfect.
Water is life.
Well, absolutely. Hey, Wendy, you're usually on Fridays, but we got you on here, and we ran into a couple fans at Walgreens.
Oh, my God.
Like Grandma used to say, call it Walgreens.
Walgreens, yeah.
And they you said, hey, I haven't been on the air for a while, and they said, I know.
I know, we haven't listened. You know, it was really funny. She just, a stranger tapped me on the shoulder, and she was like, I love listening to you on the radio about your animals. And I was just like taken back. And I, you know, it was really surprising that somebody would recognize me or recognize my voice. I don't remember what it was. I'm sure she watches us on
Facebook
or
Blue Sky
and sees our faces. So
yeah,
I just want to say thank you. I didn't get your name. And if you're listening tonight, thank you so much for reaching out and saying hi. It really meant a lot to me.
Yeah, definitely. And guess what? We're going to have a sacred animal portion of the show just because of her.
Yeah.
No, hey, Native Roots Radio, we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
After 20 years of service, the Metro Blue Line is ready for essential improvements. A multi-year transformation is on the way, bringing a better, smoother Blue Line experience. Renew the Blue will preserve and protect a critical piece of our infrastructure investment, helping it remain a safe, reliable, and affordable transit option for many years to come. Learn more about Renew the Blue at metrotransit.org/renew-the-blue. Metro Transit, Renew the Blue.
Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate local foods every Thursday from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market is a project of NAGDI. Every Thursday now through October, discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by visiting NAGDI.org.
The Minneapolis Police Department is hiring, and we're looking for people ready to lead, serve, and reflect the communities we protect.
Whether you're a new graduate, changing careers, or already in law enforcement, there's a path for you to join our department.
With top-tier pay, full benefits, paid training, and a direct path to making a difference, this is more than a job. This is your chance to shape the future of Minneapolis Police.
Choose service. Choose leadership. Choose Minneapolis. Visit our city website to learn more.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we would like to bring awareness to our Minnesota and Wisconsin wolf populations. Say no to the hunt.
Oh!
Oh.
Hey, before I reintroduce you, Wendy, I just want to let everybody know I'm going to be, our Native Roots Radio is going to be on an hour and a half tomorrow, and we're going to be live at the Minneapolis Indian Center, and it's going to be their gala. Ooh. And so we're going to be able to pull in a lot of guests, and Robert Lilligren will be there co-hosting with me, and we'll probably try and get Bobby Wilson on, but it's always a little frightening with Bobby because he likes to swear.
Oh, well, you got to get that beep button, that beep button at the mother station there,
right.
Ready on the, yeah.
And it's exciting. Wow. And I guess too, we're going to be live at the debate for the mayors, and we're going to be live there on Tuesday. So
doing a lot of good
Minneapolis.
Work. Doing a lot of good work.
Yeah. Well, with the Roadcaster, I can pick it up and bring it anywhere as long as I got some internets. Hey, I want to introduce my awesome, beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years, and she's a co-founder here of Native Roots Radio. So welcome, Wendy.
Thank you.
I want to let you get going here because
thank you, Robert.
I'm blabbing a lot.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hannah Jihihani, and everybody knows that my Dega Curtis, Mashke.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Mashke Hannah Jinga. Walks on white clouds. And I'm a policy volunteer for Humane World for Animals, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure to do that, and I'm always happy to report good news. So I have a couple of fun things to tell you all about. First of all, this just came in today. The end of an era in Mexico, La Plaza de Toros, in Mexico.
Yeah.
It's one of the largest bull rings in the world, has officially announced that traditional bullfights will no longer be held. I know, isn't that unbelievable?
How cruel is that?
It is the most cruel thing. I mean, they take these animals, these bulls, and first of all, before they even get into the ring, they're kept in darkness for many days. Then they put Vaseline in their eyes. Then they tie their balls together just so they're in pain. And when they go out to the light, it's the crowd. They can't really see. They've been in the dark. And then they have this person stabbing them.
But don't they like stab them in the back too to get them going?
Yes. Yes. It's just horrible. But anyway, I am just so happy to hear this. This is, this has been going, this is a 500 year tradition. A decision that breaks with centuries of custom, marking, before and after a country's cultural history. But you know what? I'm going to say this. When a tradition is built on harm, whether it's for people or for animals, it becomes a cycle of suffering disguised as entertainment. Now, people are going to say, oh, you're erasing history. Oh, this is a tradition. A tradition doesn't have to go on forever if it's cruel and it's not in, you know, within compassion. So I'm just really happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I just really want to,
that's huge.
Say how glad I am about that. Now, I don't know if it's just Mexico City, the whole Mexico. I don't know. I don't know if bullfighting happens elsewhere in the world. Like, I don't know a lot of things. So I'm going to have to really, it is a good start.
God.
So I'm going to look up the rest of the stuff and see what's going on. So this morning on our walk, our dog walk, we passed this house that had all those birds.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember all the birds we saw? It seems like yesterday, so long ago, right? So we saw
after my nap.
We saw a blue jay. We saw cardinals. We saw
a woodpecker.
Woodpecker. Yeah, a couple of woodpeckers.
Baby
I know.
Ones.
They were small and looked a little bit different. Some robins.
Yeah.
But Robert, did you know chickadees use the first bird's sound? They make a sound that sounds like this. I'm going to make a chickadee sound. Dee, 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 dee. Yes. So, and what it is, it's a call of safety. It's a safety signal alert. So one brave little chickadee will go into your yard, right? And it'll check it out. Is there water? Is there food? Is it a safe place? Oh. Is there any predators? Oh, this is a safe place. So then they give out the little teet, 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 teet. And then what happens, it's calling all the chickadees to your yard saying, this is a safe place. We can hang out here. It's like ringing the dinner bell. That's what it is. It's ringing the dinner bell. I just love that. And I don't even, there's a little picture of a, you know, drawn chickadee, and they're just a cute little bird. But I don't know if I've ever really seen a real chickadee. I don't even know if they're in these parts of the world. But I just love that they do that, you know, like they check it out and make sure it's safe. And then they call the rest of their friends over.
Chickadee, yeah. I thought, didn't W.C. Fields call somebody my chickadee?
Oh, maybe, yeah. Oh, you know what? Before I forget, I want to thank Tiergin.
Yes.
Tiergin. So Tiergin listens to us.
She and her daughter are
Hadley
the
and
first
Shana.
Listeners.
Yeah, so they are. They're our first listeners. So we have a little thing that says, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio. Then they're awesome. But she heard me talking about Wanda, and Wanda was just diagnosed with a collapsing trachea. So we're kind of dealing with that. She's doing great. Wanda's doing fine. She's going to have a long life. She's doing great. But she sent us a little get
card.
Well for Wanda, a get well doggy get well with doggies on it. So thank you. Thank you. I really love that. Alice, she's another listener. I want to give her a shout out. But she sent me this on Facebook just to look at it. And it's called a bee hummingbird. So a bee hummingbird of Cuba is the smallest bird on earth, measuring just 5 centimeters long and weighing 1.8 grams. Its wings beat 80 times a second as it visits up to 1,500 flowers a day, pollinating countless plants. Even its delicate nest is scarcely larger than a ping pong ball. Yeah, so I just wanted to...
I just think it's funny the way you said ping pong ball.
Ping pong balls. Now, here's a funny story I want to share. I'm really
on
happy
a roll
about
here.
This. I am. Okay, so in Ely, Minnesota, locals were used to the scrappy little stray chihuahua roaming the streets, right? So despite his size, he carried himself like he owned the town, friendly but fearless. Then one day, after more than a year of sightings, he suddenly disappeared. So the people were trying to capture him, you know, and rescue him, but he wasn't having anything doing, right? So they were really worried because wolves had been moved, you know, were moving closer into the town, and they were just like, oh my God, this little dog, this little chihuahua.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Probably got lost, you know, the wolves ate him.
Right.
Okay. But a month later, a farmer's trail camera revealed the truth. The missing chihuahua wasn't gone. He was trotting confidently with the wolf pack.
Yeah,
there's a cat.
Picture.
There's a picture online. You could look it up. A wolf expert was asked how this was possible, he laughed and said, I've met up with many wolves and a few chihuahuas, and I always were more scared of the chihuahuas. Yes, isn't that so? There's a really, really cute pictures of all the wolves just hanging out, and the chihuahuas in the middle of the pack just hanging out with them. So the people online also are like making all these comments about, you know, wow, my chihuahua, I could see him, you know. And
I remember moving in bed and Mickey bit me in
the
head.
Oh my gosh, it's just too much, isn't it?
That
one really is.
That one quick, and I'm just going to give a shout out to our first listeners by playing this clip, and that's the end of the show. Thank you so much, Wendy.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Tier.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Jimmy Kimmel is back on Late Night. Keegan Kelly is in from crack.com to tell us what it means moving forward, and we'll recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Matt Nair on Air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, 24 hours on every network that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man.
Yeah. Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Ukraine's President Zelensky speaking at the UN General Assembly today, asking the international community for more support.
As Russia's war against my country goes on, people are still dying every week. Yet there is no ceasefire because Russia refuses.
Sources telling ABC News that Lindsey Halligan, President Trump's handpicked U.S. attorney in Virginia, will ask a grand jury to return an indictment against former FBI Director James Comey in a matter of days. One person killed, two others injured by a shooter that opened fire on an ICE field office in Dallas today.
The shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Says acting director of ICE Todd Lyons. Sources say the shooting suspect was identified as 29-year-old Joshua John. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt saying that the White House is launching an investigation into the escalator that stalled at the United Nations this week, just as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump stepped onto it. This is ABC News.